He's been absent for a few weeks, very busy schedule, but Dave Healy, Blind Dave, joins us now. Hello.
Well, hello.
All sorts of things on the go with Dave, but you've been fitting out the camper van for number one daughter, haven't you?
Well, yes, we're progressing, Simon. Very slowly, but as you can appreciate, in the circumstances, a workshop 100 yards down the bottom of the garden, a camper van, I can't get down there, and I'm doing a lot of miles between workshop and camper van.
Now, to paint in the picture, is it a Volkswagen van?
Is it a T4 or something of that ilk?
Right, it's a van that you're fitting out into, making it into like a camper van?
Yeah.
So you've been putting, what have you put in so far then?
Well, I mean, in certain instances, Grace has had to pay. We've had a pop top put in, which means she can raise the roof so they can stand in. Electrics have been put in and good old donkey's been assisting with a little bit of that. And she's had some nice leather seats from an old van. And then she said, as I said before, Dad, I need some cupboards, but the prices are. And I said, well, if you trust me and you can give me the time. So we've been building the cupboards, mate. She's told me the sizes. She's told me what she wants to put in. And she says, I'm sure you're sorted. And sorted we have. We've come to the point now where I've just got the window reverb and a little shelf to do on that particular exercise. And we're all done, mate. So it's got sliding doors, it's got little secret cupboards, it's got a fridge in there, we've put the hob and the sink in there. And all in all, I have to say, I'm quite chuffed with my little frame, the way it's come out. Grace and Richard are partner, I'm over the moon, which is the pleasing fact. And I even had a thumbs up from Donkey, my mate. Now I know he's very critical at times. But he poked his head in the van and he said, you know what, you've made a cracking job of that.
The thing is, so, working inside a confined space like that, for a sighted person, it's got to be really well planned out. How do you manage that?
Well, I mean, to be totally honest with you, mate, it's like I said to Grace, you know, give us an idea of what you want. And then she said, I've marked the floor, Dad, with tape, which don't help you, but, you know, I want to come out sort of 21 inches. I've got to put the fridge in and this and that. And the other. So I thought, okay. So I've got an idea of what she wants to store. So I've measured van from where I fit. Basically, most carpenters or most people would measure and do. I had to put little sticks of wood in, and I think, right, there's a bend coming there. So I've put a stick of wood in, which was 35 inches, let's say. And then I've worked back from that, and I've gone, right, I've got a wheel arch, so I've got to play with this. And I just put little bits of wood here and there. And then I think, okay, I can get away with this. And I made a carcass, I made a frame with the sizes roughly knocked up, and I put them into the van, and hey presto, I thought, you know what, I can go with that. You know, I can extend an inch or two here, an inch or two to the top, and that's basically how I started it, mate. I just put a simple skeleton, and then once I was happy with the skeleton, I routed, glued and screwed, fixed all that together as one, and the skeleton sat there, and then it was a case of just building everything around it.
And what kind of finish have you got in the wood?
Well, at the moment, we haven't, because the carcasses themselves have all been planed, sanded, so that, you know, that's fine. But then I've been putting all the pretties in, as I say, and there's like a tungan groove, very, very lightweight wood, which probably is purpose-made for caravans and that kind of thing, because obviously you don't need a lot of weight in the van, do you? And it's got quite a nice finish on it. But what I've suggested to Grace is she uses what I tend to use with most of my stuff, a Danish oil. And you can apply it with a rag. So for me, you ain't got to brush and brush marks all over the place and sprinkling and spraying off. Put it on with a rag and, you know, you can get in all them nooks and crannies. So that's what she will do eventually. What I have done with the top where I've actually put the hob and the sink, I've used another Rustin's product called plastic coating, and it really does seal it. And you can put hot stuff on there as well, and it won't mark. So I thought, well, that might be an idea, you know.
You know, it's just nice to think that you're making something that's going to make some great adventures, hopefully, for Grace and Richard.
You know, what is lovely, Simon, what is really lovely, and I mean, I know Grace has, you know, seen what I've done, obviously. obviously, as the eldest daughter over the years, she's seen what I've done carpentry wise. But the fact that she, and along with Richard, because, you know, he's on, you know, Grace and Richard have been together 3 years, he doesn't know, you know. But the fact that they both trusted me to do this, and, you know, hopefully it's not going to be like a piece of tap when they pull on a campsite. I'm hoping that when they open the door, somebody will say, blimey, who's done that? And I know Grace gets a lot of pride in, you know, when it says to people, my dad's doing that. So, you know, I'm quite proud of the fact that she trusts me. And it's nice to think that you're helping your own, aren't you, Si?
What's she going to do if somebody looks at and goes, oh, did a blind man do this?
Exactly. I know, and that's what I love as well. Because somebody come the other day and tapped on the van. I think it was the postman. He said, what are you doing in there, Dave? And I said, oh, I'm fitting the van out for me. And he looked and he went, blimey, heck, he said, I can see and I couldn't do that. Now, that also is a little bit of pride because you're thinking, well, if a sighted person is saying, whoo, you know, them kind of thing, it makes it all worthwhile, Simon, at the end of the day. You know, I don't want flags and bells and whistles, but it is nice because I've got mates who would come and they'll go, that is rubbish. But the ones that have come and gone, Dave, you are making a wonderful job of that. So it's nice to think that it's going to be used. It's going to save Gracie a few bob. It looks nice in there. And, you know, when she eventually comes to sell it, you know, somebody might say, blimey, who put this together, a blind bloke?
Well, I was just saying, you and me could go on a road trip. Obviously, I'd have to drive.
Why?
Well, that's a good point, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Why should... Yeah,
well... You put it left and right, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll take it in turns then. And the other thing, you've been busy, you've been doing some stuff, the room in the house, haven't you?
Yeah, because we converted the garage, and it's now the room, or the room of requirement, as in Harry Potter books. It's all sort of, well, Deb and the girls have painted it all. I think they took it over as a party room, to be honest. They've painted it, it's all ready, electric's done, and I'm just, been cutting it only this week, because there's a few little columns in there, and we've had some of this, painted skirting rather than put timber on. Of course, in this seat, it don't warp or move. It's like a resin, I'm guessing. And, Simon, to put the external angles around columns, you know, so it all looks nice with that 45 and a mitre joint. But of course, Moomy Workshop, 300 yards down the garden, I'll be cutting a bit, walking down, trimming a bit, bringing back. And I'm only sort of, you know, a couple of mil out, and I'm right, okay, down the steps, down the path, into the workshop, give it a trim, oh, back up the path, the steps, in the back door, get on the floor, put it there. So I've walked 10 times up and down that garden yesterday in that heat. I must have gone about 50, 60
But it's that last woman, you go just that tiny bit more, all the way down, the way back, then oh, it's too much.
I know. But I'm gauging it with, obviously a sighted person would measure it and think, yeah, okay, I'll cut it to, I don't know, 24 and 1/8. And then, yep, okay. Me, I cut it and I just use my power saw and I just literally use it like a little plane, you know, I just touch it against the blade. But then it's the walk up and down, honestly. Up, down, up. I tell you what, I'm going to be as fit as a butcher's dog at this rate, I tell you.
Well, but, you know, if
it's coming together, mate. It's coming together.
Oh, good. I mean, if you're at home and you know, maybe you were a DIY enthusiast and, you know, as your sights perhaps deteriorated, you thought, I've given all that up. Well, there's no need to really give it up, but just, you know, start somewhere small with something, though. But the thing is, what you've known and your experience over the years, you don't lose that when your sight deteriorates. You've still got all that experience.
Of course, yeah. And you just got to use different methods of you know, I mean, I've got some unorthodox methods of measuring. I've measuring sticks, you know what I mean? But, you know, I can put two hands together and that's a measurement, and I know it's only going to be, instead of two hands, it's going to be sort of nine fingers. But it works for me. And then you trim in, as a walk down the garden and back again. But hey-ho, at least once it's done, it's on that wall, you can actually turn around and say, you know what, I did that. It's took me a week, whereas it takes most people an hour, but who cares? Who cares, really?
No, that's quite true, and is that kind of self-satisfaction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when the good lady turns around and says, Dave, you're making a good job of that, that's even better because, again, like Grace, you know, Deb has trusted me to do that job. And she says, Dave, you are capable. You're blind, but you're capable. And it takes you longer, but hey-ho, we, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, was it?
And it keeps you out of mischief. Mostly.
Well, I don't know about that. So I'm told, I mean, walking up and down them steps. Oh, Simon, I knocked the table over the other day. I come up the steps and I made like a slightly wider arc to the back door. Well, I reckon somebody moved our little cast iron table.
Oh.
And there was a plant pot on the top of it. Well, there was a lot of dirt on the floor.
Oh, and the clatter as well.
Yeah.
Right, so there you go. So nobody said it'd be easy.
Exactly. You know what I mean. Exactly.
If you want to keep up with Dave, there's many ways.
Yes, indeed. You can catch me on a bike. I've been out... it's blinddavehealy.co.uk. And then a lot of the times now, it's the old social media, which Facebook is Blind Dave Healy and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. And, keep an eye on what we're doing. Excuse the pun. And, we're always up to something. Well, you know, I'm always trying to keep out of trouble, Simon.
Well, that at least you try.
I do try.
If you've got
that flower pot going over, I think Deb's now calling me Bill and Ben. But there we go.
And remember, if you've got any questions for Dave, you can drop me a line here and we can put them to Dave for you on air. And, it doesn't have to be about DIY. It could be about training, physical exercise. Just a gab and then just get in touch. It's
Radio. Exactly. It's nice to talk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's radio@rnib.org.uk. Anyway, Dave, always nice to speak with you. I'll let you get out in the sun again and we'll speak to you soon.
Indeed, sir.